Welcome to the Positive Communication Show with your host, Matthew Cooper, where crisis meets communication. Join Matthew on the journey of skills, techniques, and wisdom on empowering your communication and enriching your relationships. Matthew has been a student and practitioner of self-help skills and crisis communications for over 20 years. He owns Positive Control Systems, a crisis communication and intervention business, and teaches these skills to parents, teenagers, and professionals. Here is your host, Matthew Cooper.
On OTR.fm. The holidays are finally behind us. I know some people may be really excited about the holidays. Oh, this is great. But for me, I'm sorry. I'm done. I have been, I've been doing lots of stuff. This Christmas, I have to say, okay, this is going to be an interesting show for those of you that are joining for the first time. And those of you returning, great. Happy to have you. Love for you to be here. This will be an interesting show because I am going to be talking about a variety of different things. And yes, I'm going to be talking about the holidays, Christmas, all the rest of that, and the experiences that I had and why, for me, this was the best Christmas I have had in probably nearly a decade. And what's so fun about this, is when in the past I've had additional funds, I've had money, and I like to be able to spend stuff on my kids and buy a lot of fun things, and Christmas seemed kind of hollow. This Christmas was a little more tight, and I decided, you know what? I could buy all my kids these certain things, and yet Christmas hasn't been fun for me. And my kids were going to be going down to their mom's for Christmas, simply because we switched Christmases for the visitation that I have with my ex-wife. And I decided, you know what? I am going to make them their gifts. I'm going to take my time. I've been playing with leather work for years. I really haven't taken the time to really refine my art until Christmas. And I made some really, really fun gifts. I made an art book bag for one of my daughters. I made some pouches for pencils and paintbrushes for another daughter. My son, I made a wallet carved into the leather. Youngest son, I made him a harness for his foam sword so he can have double swords on his shoulders or on his sides. And my other daughter, I made her a small handbag. It was fun. I made stuff for my mom, my dad, my brother. It was great. Okay, it was really, really great. And honestly, I felt more of the Christmas spirit this Christmas than I have, like I said, in more than a decade. And the reason why is, from my perspective, all too often when we get caught up in our lives, in buying things and spending money on people, we forget about the people. I'm sure that those of you who are listening, you have heard, at least I've heard anyway from my parents, that Jesus is the reason for the season. That's one of the things my parents replied a number of times. And I said, you know, that's nice. That's nice. Okay. From one perspective, okay, that would be appropriate. And yet, I'm like, well, I don't necessarily ascribe to that point of view the same way. And yet, what is Jesus all about? Pretty much about being nice to people. I many years ago, paraphrased and said, okay, this is the gospel according to Matthew. But the condensed version is be nice, be happy. There. Okay. Jesus and all of his information condensed into those two phrases. And if you're not being nice and you're not being happy, you're doing something wrong. This is the difference that I've noticed this year. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, as I mentioned, welcome. However, with that, you're saying, who is this guy? What is he talking about? I've never heard of him before. Well, normally I start out the show quite a bit differently. I start out talking about what I do for my business, which I'll also get into here in a second. I also talk about the other various things going on. And then I teach more about how to do different communication skills. And with that, this show, I think, needs to be a bit different because it's great. It is fantastic. I love it. I just have to share with you because it was so fantastic. And then I have some people that are asking, oh, my show, I've been messaged on my phone, like, hey, you're doing a radio show? Yeah, I'm doing a radio show. Tune in. Go over here. Oh, okay. Where's it at? So give me a second here. I'm gonna tell them, well, jump on and listen. Just a second. Tune in and listen. I am talking about you right now. Aha. That kind of gets people's attention. Hey, well, you mean I should tune in because you're talking about it? Absolutely, yes. I'm talking about you, Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous Caller. Yes. So, yes, if you would like to contact me and message me about the show, any questions you have about the show, I want to be able to say, what is it that you do other than, of course, you're telling us, and how can I get more information? Happy to share that with you. Go ahead and go to Facebook. Look up Matthew Cooper. That's MATTHEWCOOPER, last name Cooper. And look for Lehi, LEHI, Utah. And you should see my happy bearded smiling face, my wonderful glasses. And I'll be more than happy to chat with you, answer any questions, or even if you have certain topics you'd like me to discuss, I'm more than happy to cover those as well. Briefly about myself and what I do, I have a business where I teach crisis intervention and communication skills, working with troubled youth homes. I also have a parent program called the Empowered Parent Program, which one of my very good friends and a business associate, she says, you know what, I like your other ideas you had before, the Empowered Parent. Now, that's a nice name, but I like your other one better. She likes my Ninja Parenting Program better. Why? Because with Ninja Parenting, you are able to do things right in the middle of everybody, and they don't know what's happening, and they can't see it. It's ninja skills. Being able to communicate to me is more than just the words you say. It's the body language you use. It's being able to change the way that you are crafting your message, and you can have so many of these subconscious, almost subliminal, actually better than subliminal. It's different communication tactics and skills that bypass the conscious mind, go straight to the subconscious, and you're able to influence people. And yes, if you want to use the M word, manipulate. We can also manipulate people in a positive way for the right reasons very, very quickly. So if you're interested in that, take a listen, take a look, contact me, and I'll be more than happy to continue. In when I mentioned the crisis intervention and communication, I work with troubled youth homes across the U.S., being able to teach them how to better connect and communicate with different clients of theirs. I teach the staff members. I don't teach their clients. I teach the staff members how to interact best with their clients based on the different clients, and I customize it to the facilities. Also working with security professionals, working with law enforcement, as well as the military. There's so many great things to learn and to communicate and to teach and share with people. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. So that's my little blurb about me. If you're interested in learning more, go ahead, message me. You can also go to my website, positivecontrolsystems.com. Also have other information. Let's see, where else? You go to Facebook, look up Positive Control Systems on my little page there. I haven't updated it for a while, so you'll just be able to see my, once again, happy smiling face. Back then, on that paper or on that picture, I don't have a beard, so don't be confused. Don't be confused. It's all right. So as I was saying earlier about the holidays and how I had a great holiday because I didn't make it about money. I didn't make it about buying all these gifts. I made it about me connecting with my family again. Now, I already have a great relationship with my kids. Don't get me wrong. That is one of the things that I have been able to develop and build and foster since I was divorced over 7 years ago. I learned, I was actually thrown into the arena of being both parents, dad and mom, and instead of choosing the obvious choice for many, sink or swim. Well, I'll just sink right here. Why? Why choose to sink? I guess I don't give up. I'm too stubborn. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to figure this out. I researched, I studied, I read books, took courses, contacted people, went to workshops, lectures, etc. And over time, I built this understanding of, wow, okay, there's a number of things I can do. I'm going to practice them. So I practiced these different techniques and skills with communication with my children. And over the years, my connection with them has gone deeper. As I have become a better connector and a communicator with them, I have been able to build and deepen my connection with my own kids. And so I have a great relationship with all of my kids. Four out of my five that are at home right now are teenagers. Well, actually, I take that back. Three out of the five, because the oldest now is no longer 19. She's now 20, so she's not a teenager anymore. Yes, she's actually almost an adult. Well, more than just a legal adult. She's almost 21. Oh, imagine that. So we get along great. She and I get along great. My 17-year-old get along great with her. 16-year-old, great with him. 14-year-old, great with her. And my youngest son, who'll be 11 here, coming up very quick, actually, toward the end of the month. He is also, I get along great with him. So being able to connect with your children and adapt your communication to them is great. It's very, very important. That's one of the things I oftentimes talk about on my show, because it is so important, not just with kids, but anyone. However, with me, my kids are so important to me. If you don't have kids, I guess you don't have to have that issue. But since I do have kids, I want to be able to connect with them the best that I possibly can. And I do. I really do. Could I be better? Absolutely. That's what I'm working on every day. And yet, even though I'm not perfect, which I doubt I ever will be, constantly learning, constantly understanding this type of mastery is not something that happens overnight. It's something which continues over time, something which continues as you grow, as you become more, your communication skills will also deepen and grow and become more as well. And so since I've been able to do that, I realize, you know what, there's other things I need to do too. I've gotten so far into the connection and communication, I've actually abandoned almost other parts of my life. Oh, I can't have that. I got to fix it. So I've been going out and doing other things to build myself and to grow and to become more and better. And leatherworking was one of the things I decided I'd play with. Okay, you know, hey, guess what? The Christmas is coming up. The holidays are here. I need to do something for that. I can do something for that. Yes. And so I did. Made all of our Christmas presents. And I'll tell you about that just a little bit right after a break. So stick around. Chat with you in just a few moments.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on OTR.FM. Good stuff. Just chatting with one of the listeners. Really, really fun. I understand she's a first-time listener, so thank you very much for tuning in, my dear. Now, as I was mentioning about Christmas and how I've been developing myself over the years, learning to be a better communicator, learning how to connect and communicate my business with troubled youth, that is one of the things I have focused on. It's what we teach to all of these professionals in the troubled youth industry. And yet something grabbed me after I got divorced. It was within the first, think it was the first year, because I've been using these skills. I'd already been in business for a year when my ex-wife decided she's done and she had to follow her own dreams, which, happy for her, she can find her own dreams as far away from me as possible. And I have the kids, they live with me, got the house, got the car, got the dog, and I'm good. And yet I learned, oh, okay, these skills I'm teaching to my clients, that's not enough. That's not enough at all. No, I need something more. And that got me started on my journey of figuring out what it is to connect and communicate with other people. There was a great book I was reading, the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. I believe it was by John Gray. And I was talking on Facebook, had some friends chatting with them, posting stuff from the book. Like, this is great. This is a good book. And my guitar teacher's wife, she read one of my posts and said, you know what? There's an even better book out there that I absolutely love. And it's called The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. Okay. So I went over. A good buddy of mine owned the used bookstore in town. I picked up a copy and I fell in love. There's the old books that had the purple cover, if you've been able to see the older edition. Loved the book. And it has become one of my holy scriptures, okay? It has been able to teach me how to understand my children, understand what they need to feel love, and helped me to understand some of the downfalls in my marriage that I was not understanding and realizing were even there. It was truly a way that helped me to understand, oh, this is something different. This is something more. How I can use this from that book. I jumped to other books, learned more about NLP, if you're familiar with neuro-linguistic programming. It was pioneered and started by Dr. John Grinder and Richard Bandler, both of them. And these gentlemen, they were originally looking for a faster way to learn languages, of all things. And what they instead discovered was how the brain processes information. And wow, we can do more than just learn languages. We can do almost anything with this. And they have. They've done wonderful things in the world. And I've used their skills and I teach their skills on a regular basis in my trainings. And because there is so much more to learn, I threw myself even deeper. Down the rabbit hole I went. And as my journey came to this time before Christmas this last year, I was able to recognize, you know what, we all have skills, we all have abilities, and yet what are we doing with them? How are we able to show our families, our loved ones, those people who mean the most to us, how are we able to show them that we love them? Remember, I just had gone over the five love languages in the past. I understand some of these different things. There's more than one way to show love. Yes, there is. And what ways wasn't I showing enough love to my children? Really quick, the five love languages, so you understand what I'm talking about when I mention this. One of them is the giving of gifts. And that shows love. I'm sure all of us like to receive a gift every once in a while. And some people, it means so much more to them than others. Another one is positive words of affirmation. These words of affirmation help that person to feel even more loved. Oh, great job. Oh, you're doing wonderful. And that means more to that person than to others. It doesn't mean that the rest of us don't like it. It just means that it doesn't impact us the same way as it does the other people. Another one, quality time. Spending that deep quality time with someone. Being able to enjoy their time and being able to just be around them. And that fulfills other people. Okay. Another one. One of my personal favorites and my personal love language is acts of service. Doing something for me means so much because I didn't have to do it myself. Doing the dishes for me. My kids have chores, and one of my daughters, when they do the dishes, when they don't have to ask them, oh, I didn't have to ask. Oh, that was fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. My second oldest daughter tonight, she wanted me to come pick her up from work. Okay. What did she do afterwards? She walked the dog. It's raining outside. A little bit. She took my youngest son and they went out and walked the dog. And I'm like, I don't have to do that. I'm getting ready for my show. Oh, I'm so happy. That means so much to me. And I really, truly appreciate it. Acts of service is my personal love language. One of my strongest. And the last one of the five is physical touch. Okay. Giving hugs, kisses, snuggles, whatever. It does not have to be sexual. It is not needing to be sexual. It can simply be quality, wholesome, physical contact that does not have to have any other excess overtones. In our day of these, if you want to call these latter days, where everybody needs to be politically correct and scared of the litigious nature, the suing nature, shall we say, of the populace. What are we doing to connect with other people? We're so afraid to touch them. We're so afraid to be close to them. We're so afraid to connect with people that we don't even find out who they are oftentimes. Look at kids. Look at the teenagers of today. And even the younger ones, unfortunately. How often do they have face-to-face conversations? And how much time do they spend on Snapchat, the social medias, texting? Emailing is something that is antique to them. Heaven forbid actually sending out an actual letter. I admit I haven't sent out letters for quite a while. And yet, being able to have a face-to-face conversation with someone without checking your phone 17 and a half times, without texting someone as you are talking to them or they're talking to you. What happened to that face-to-face connection and communication, which we should all have? What happened to that? That's part of what I'm working with my children on, and I'm teaching parents to connect and communicate with their children on. You don't take away their phone. You become the example first. And if they start to get on their phone and start to text while you're talking to me, say, excuse me, is that an emergency? If it is, cool, no problem. I'm happy. If that's an emergency, you got to take care of it right now. I hear you. If it's not, though, I would like to talk to you and not have that interruption. Is it okay? Just for a couple minutes. Okay, cool. Thank you. Did you notice I did not get offended? I did not demand that they do what I say. It was a very soft way of being able to communicate, asking them for permission, essentially, if they could work with me. That is one of my greatest ninja skills. When you understand how to do that, oh, power, power. Yes, you are able to do some incredible things and connect and communicate with people, and they don't even know why they're being cooperative. It's so funny, and I love it. Why? Because I don't have to work so hard. I don't have to try so hard to connect with people. I don't have to try so hard to get them to cooperate with me, especially with my kids. When I'm working with other clients, the same thing, I don't have to tell them, hey, do this. I say, hey, you don't have to do this. But you know, if you do this, I'm sure you'd notice some great results. You don't have to, but this is what I've noticed. I actually stole that technique right there. It's called taking away the cookie. I took that from my master, my martial arts master. I love him. I love the guy. He's like a second dad to me. He is so funny because he will have his trainings or his workshops that he'll teach, or even the private lessons if you're in them. And somebody will make a comment. Well, I don't know if that really works. He says, you know, that's okay. You don't have to do it. However, this is what I've done, and it works pretty good for me. Those of us that know what's going on, they say, oh, okay, we write down our notes. Okay, this we should do this and this and this, and follow through with this because it'll do this and this. And then we'd make sure we practice that technique and we do it because we know, even though he's not pushing it, that's part of the Asian way that he learned. If he just throws it out there, hey, you might want to do this. Oh, okay, we know that's a signal for we better do that because this is good stuff. One example is a technique we use called side breathing. Now, really quick, it may sound like I am all over the place. You're right, I am. Why? Well, I've been called a hummingbird on crack before, and normally I'm not this woo-woo-woo-woo all the way around. This is a fun time. I'm playing with this and enjoying this show tonight, and I'm hoping that you'll all enjoy it as well, because this, to me, I'm feeling, like I said, a resurgence of that holiday cheer, if you will. And yet it's not just from the holidays. It's being able to connect once again. I'm not in teaching mode. I am in my having fun. I am communicating with a beverage in my hand. Actually, I don't have one in my hand, but I'm imagining it anyway. And a fireplace and a group of friends to entertain. That's what I'm doing right now. Okay? That is, to me, what sharing and connecting is all about. It really is to me. And being able to have these examples we have in our lives that we can share with others, and they can learn from our experiences, good or bad. Good or bad. So anyway, yes, I'm in this little more of a giddy holiday spirit, I guess, right now. And I'm enjoying myself. I've decided to make a couple of different turns in my life. And it's fun. It's fun to see where I've been and able to make these changes. Not little tiny, what I've talked about Kaizen before on some of my shows. Kaizen is a Japanese term meaning small incremental changes or improvements. It's not just a small incremental change. It's like, whoo, oh, wait, wow, that was a 30-degree turn. It wasn't a 180, but it was a 30, so a couple more turns, I'm going to be pretty close. I'm making some serious progress here. Yes, making some serious progress. And once again, getting back to what I was talking about. So we have these connections and communications, working with our kids, working with being able to understand the five love languages, and getting back to why I was talking about in the first place is making these different gifts. These gifts that I made by hand. One of the things that I really noticed that really struck me strongly. My mom had a heart attack early last year, and then she was having some serious chest pains just about two months ago. And with her issues that she was having, she went and got some stents put in. A whole family was just worried, didn't know what was going to happen. And I made her a bookmark out of leather. And I found some kind of fun metal plates. One of them said, breathe, just breathe. Because I talked about breathing exercises, how important it is to just breathe sometimes. Stop, breathe, relax, and be able to let your body find that balance, that, if you will, that harmony once again. And so after giving that to her on the back, I decided, you know what? I used to write these little love notes to my mom. I used to write them to her all the time, anytime I'd go out and play when I was just a little boy. And so on the back of that, I wrote a little love note to my mom. And as I did that, I realized, I don't know how much longer my mom's going to be here. And this very well could be the last love note that I send to my mom. And so this was a very special occasion for me to be able to reconnect with my family, my mom, my dad. How often do we really take time to do that, to reconnect? If we're not, we're doing something wrong. All about family. Stick around. Back in just a few moments after.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Being a radio host on IOM-FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Emotions are a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. That's one thing that I've noticed has been awakened this last year through the Christmas holiday season. As I mentioned right before the break about making that leather bookmark for my mom. And being able to to connect with her. I was able to deliver to her in person. She lives about 3.5-4 hours south of Salt Lake City. So it's a number of hours away. I don't usually go down that far. However, when I dropped some of my children off to their mother for Christmas, I was able to see my parents and spend some time with them. And we never know how long we have with our loved ones. We never do. This life is fleeting. This life is temporary. Mortality is temporary in and of itself. And so being able to have that connection with my mom and be able to feel that again has been really, really a good thing. She and I, we have had in the distant past, when I was about 19, 20 years old, we've had some of our conflicts. When I was younger, of course, even more than that, I was quite the hard-headed young man. And then as I got older, after I got divorced, is when we really started to connect again. And we have built a nice, strong relationship. I don't necessarily follow the same belief systems as my parents, and yet my mom has always seemed to accept that. And, well, I'm sorry, always, but she accepts it more than my dad does. And she has shown me that unconditional love, which is so refreshing. And we've been able to build a nice, strong relationship because of it. My dad and I do get along. However, we make sure we do avoid certain topics in our conversations. And yet with my mom, she has that soft spot in my heart where she resides. And I've been able to reconnect with that again. And she and I had a nice little happy tears with our connection over the gifts that I was able to give. And then I gave my dad a gift as well. I gave him a wallet, which I made. It's stained it nice in ox blood color, nice quality leather. It's a magnetic clasp on it for the money clip. Instead of a clip, though, it's a clasp. And then in addition to that, what I did was I was also able to make a number of other gifts for other family members too and friends like that. So, yeah, great, great stuff, fun stuff. Love to do it, happy to do it. And happy to have the emotions of, you know, I'm doing something for these friends, these family members. My little brother, I made a magazine holster for him, or a magazine belt carry holster out of leather for him. What else did I make? Other than my kids' gifts, if you want to go on Facebook, you'll be able to see my gifts. You can see all the gifts. I took pictures of them. It meant so much to me. It meant more to me to make those for them than it did for me to make things for myself. That was how powerful this was for me. And it doesn't mean you have to be an expert in anything. I learn things really fast. If I take the time to study them, I can really do well quickly. I didn't have a lot of leather working before that. And yet, applying yourself, you can learn things. You can. Communication is one thing that all of us should be experts at. All the rest of the stuff, that's just fluff. It makes life easier, yes, in some ways. And more fun, yes, and yet communication, that is where we connect. That's how I was able to connect with my mom, being able to connect with my dad, my brothers, my siblings. I have actually connected with a sister that I haven't really talked to much for the past, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years. She was very, very kind and sent me a gift certificate, which I've never had any of my siblings send me anything like that. It was a $100 prepaid Visa, like, oh, dang, that's awesome. Thank you, sis. Thank you so much. And like I said, she's the only sibling who's ever done anything like that. And she, my mom had mentioned when she was calling and talking, she said, mentioned that she really hasn't felt a connection and felt kind of lost where she's at down in Nevada, away from the rest of us up here in Utah. And I sat and talked to her probably 3 or 4 hours over the next couple of days. She was so happy. She was ecstatic that I was able to take the time with her. I even gave her one of my manuals that I've made for the Empowered Parent Program so that she can begin working with her kids, which she's also stumped on how she can improve and be better. I said, yes, sis, I'll be happy to help you any way that I can. Just call me. Any questions you have on the book, read through it. I will be happy to help you. It's about connection and communication. It's about family. Family. Some people say, well, I don't have any family. I was adopted. Who says family has to be by blood? How do you think people that get into relationships or marriages, they're not family before, okay? So how do you connect? Other people that choose to go for the common law marriage, for example, they're not even having the papers that say you're married, but they decided they're going to just be together. It's a decision both of them made. That is what makes them family. A habit that I've developed along with some of my other siblings, I take that back, not too many of my siblings, more of my friends rather than siblings, and they also do, is we adopt people. I like the Asian idea of calling people like an older man that I'm friends with, uncle so-and-so, one of my best friends, Sterling, down in southern Utah. He's a big guy, 6'8", weighs about 400 some odd pounds right now. I'm 6 foot tall, so he just rests his elbow on my head when I'm nearby just to show off, yeah, I'm bigger than you. And I say, yeah, you may be bigger than you, but I can run faster than you. So I can also hit harder than him. So I'm not too scared of him. Anyway, he is a great guy, and he's known as Uncle Sterling. To this day, all the kids know him as Uncle Sterling. Uncle Sterling, we're happy to see you. Uncles, aunts. Another thing is bonus moms. When I first came up to the Wasatch Front, stayed with some friends for a couple of months, and the family, wonderful family, wonderful, wonderful family. And the wife of the gentleman that was there and their kids, the wife, she, as we were getting ready to leave, she said, you know what, I want you kids to know that I think of you as my own, and I'm not trying to be a second mom to you because you already have a mom. You don't need another one. Just think of me as your bonus mom. And we collect bonus moms. We collect those people in our lives that we're able to connect with, that we're able to love, that we're able to cherish, that we're able to enjoy their company. Our life is about relationships. It's about family. Family does not have to be those that are birthed by blood. It's about making those connections and deepening those connections so that we can actually live our lives and enjoy being around those people. Come on. A lot of my siblings, I'll say over half of my siblings, I don't want to spend time with. Why? Because of the way that I feel around them. The way that it seems that I am picking up information off of them, they're too busy with what they're doing. They don't want to sit and talk to me. They don't have any interest in reaching out and talking to me. And that's fine. And yet, I am open to still connecting with them. And over the last number of years, I've been able to connect with a number of my family members, my siblings. I've been able to connect with my grandparents more. I could connect more with them. I'm planning on doing so. My grandpa's, I think, 95 right now? Yeah. He's quite old. My grandma, I think she's 92, 93. Yeah. I need to go see them. Need to make sure we make those memories. A very good friend of mine, he also lives a few hours away from here. I haven't seen him in years. And he was also very influential in my life. He was my first martial arts instructor. And we've stayed connected for a number of years when I was growing up. And then we broke off all connection for almost 20 years. And then we picked up almost as if nothing had gone by. That is the kind of relationship that I cherish. The ones that you don't have to foster and feed like a dying fire. The ones instead that you're able to have and hold them. And if they let go, and like a ship that's having its rope cut, okay? Its mooring or its anchor is now cut and it's drifting and it goes somewhere else. Or even it just takes off. Hey, see you later. Oh, bye. Heads off across the ocean, comes back. And you connect as if nothing has happened. That to me is what relationships and life is becoming all about. When I was younger, I didn't have the same perspective. Heck, even a couple years back, I didn't have the same perspective. Even a year ago, it was becoming more important, but not quite as much. This last holiday season helped me, though. It helped me to open up more those parts of me that understand the need for that connection. We, as Mahatma Gandhi says, we must become the change we want to see in the world. If we're not going to be that change, if we're not going to step up and be that example, how can we expect anyone else to be that either? That's the key. I was chatting with a lady as I got my hair cut this last week. And we were chatting and she mentioned that her husband, I think it's her husband, she says, I'm a great empowerer. I'm an enabler. He's in prison right now and he's an addict, and you know, addicts do certain things, and he's a great guy and does all these great things, but I'm realizing, you know, I need to start finding how I can work with myself. And I started looking at books, and I'm wondering where I should go, what I should do. So we were supposed to. She gave me a great haircut though. Great haircut. And people were backing up, and she's just keeping on talking. She's like, oh, I know it seems like I'm just staying here to talk to you, and I am really. However, I know I got to get going, but man, I really want to talk to you more. And I talked to her about learning to love herself. Okay, you want to be able to change the world. You want to be able to be the best person you can be. You have to start out with you. You have to be able to love yourself before you can truly love anyone else. I mean, think about it. If you have a skill, like say cooking, and you want to teach somebody else that skill, you have to already have that skill yourself. If not, you are the blind leading the blind. You are a drowning person trying to save another drowning person. You want to be on firm ground. You want to be standing on the docks. You want to be out there throwing the rope to the person who doesn't have anything to hold on to. That way you are in a place of strength where you can now assist them. If you love yourself first, you can now work with others so they can love themselves too. There's a great book. The book was called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depended on It. That book got me started a number of months back, a year or so back, actually. Like, wow, this is really good. It's a different approach than what I normally take. However, it's got some great stuff in there. Simple, short book, and yet profound in learning about it. I grabbed it off Amazon. It's an ebook. It cost me like $700, something like that. So check it out. Love yourself like your life depended on it. Be back in just a few moments, right after the break.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on ohmtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Positive Communication Show on OTR.FM. Ha! This is a great show. I'm having fun. I'm really having fun because I'm not trying to be too focused on making sure I follow a linear progression. I am honestly being more of myself. Like I mentioned earlier, I have been called by some friends. I went out back east to North Carolina. Yes, North Carolina. A number of years back, probably what? Like 13, 14 years ago, I had developed some body working tools. Maybe it was only 10 or 12 years ago, something like that. There's a technique, a Chinese modality called Gua Sha, which means to scrape stagnation or congestion. And there's a book by Ira Nilsson. I was reading that book and like, oh, these are great. I could make some of my own tools because my hands are a bit bigger. I'm an American. I'm a male. I'm 6 foot tall. My hands are pretty big. And so using these little tools that she was discussing, I'm like, oh, this is not going to work too well for me. And I had them made out of Lexan after I designed them. And I have not yet taken them forward and gotten them marketed and machined in large numbers. I made it, I don't know, like 10 different sets. And I sold some to a friend back out there, a friend's sister who was a massage therapist as well. I'm a licensed massage therapist, as in addition to everything else that I do. And with that, she and one of her colleagues, they wanted a set because they saw how great they worked. And I then worked on some clients there at her clinic, and she was just impressed, just incredibly impressed. And I was talking so much and being able to have so much going on in my head. She says to her sister, man, this guy's like a hummingbird on crack. And the name stuck. I am he, the hummingbird on crack, and not to mention he who gets distracted by shiny squirrels. So because of all of these things which I think about, my brain, 1,000 miles a minute, if you're familiar with ADD, I am the poster child. If you look on the, I don't know, they have that that book, then look it up in the dictionary. My face is right there. Additionally, with that, if you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs personality profile, I am an INTJ. It's an introvert and a bunch of other stuff. I'm not truly an introvert, though. People talk about introverts. Oh, they don't like people. No, no. A good friend of mine, this is the same one that mentioned that I should go with the ninja parenting skills program idea. Because I wrote a book called Ninja Dating Skills a number of years back called Ninja Dating Skills, What You Wish You Would Have Learned in High School. That idea, it's very apt because a lot of the things that are going on, we don't even see them right in front of our face. So anyway, back to these ninja skills, back to the hummingbird on crack, all that good stuff. Being able to have these different skills, these ideas, and how I do have the INTJ as my personality profile. And then also along with that, the introvert, not introvert, it's an ambivert. Ambivert, A-M-B-I-V-E-R-T. The ambivert is a person essentially who likes being social. They can be social. They don't get fed. They don't feed their energy off of being social, though. They actually get drained. They can only stand so much, then they got to go. Got to have their quiet time. That is me to a T. Don't expect me to go out and party, and hang out. I had a past girlfriend who she just loved going. Talk about the Energizer Bunny. She would be out with friends and she would just be this social butterfly, and I'd reach a time when I hit the wall and said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be here. This is just like pulling teeth. It's horrible. And needless to say, that's why we're not together. And so it's being able to recognize your personality. We were talking earlier about the connections people have and the relationships we have. It's being able to take your connection, your communication style, and your personality and blending that. And that's part of what my programs do and my communication skills and my communication programs that I teach, the workshops and lectures and such. That is what I teach, is how you can do that in a way that matches your strengths, not somebody else's. Not trying to shore up your weaknesses and then push down your strengths. No. It's building on your strengths and doing so, rising up and bringing your weaknesses into strengths once again as well, or at least into something that's no longer a weakness. It's now just a different part of you. Okay, so to me, we all have these different, shall we say, quirks. All right? We all have quirks. We all have, if you want to call it, baggage. Some people call it, you have lots of baggage. Well, guess what? If you're carrying a bunch of suitcases, yes, it's baggage. If not, it's just quirks. It's just parts of you. It is just life. something else I would like to share, because this is something that's been a very important piece in my life that has influenced me in a tremendous way and has helped me in my journey, and I'm not done with this journey by far, helped me in this journey of working with my siblings. And that is understanding the difference between acceptance versus tolerance. Do you understand the difference there? Acceptance versus tolerance. What's the difference between acceptance and tolerance? Well, let me give you an example, okay? If you're going to tolerate someone, okay? If you're going to tolerate someone, you're going to be resisting what's going on. You're going to be pushing back at a very subtle and small area that will build with time. Think of it like a pressure cooker, if you will. You tolerate somebody's behavior. You tolerate what they're doing. You tolerate their words. You tolerate being around them until you just can't stand it. You have to say something. You have to get away. You have to do something to release that pressure within you. That is what tolerance is. Also, I used to work many years back at an aerospace company, and I was a quality and control technician. And I would go and I would test different automobile parts. And with these automobile parts, or pardon me, not automobile, my apologies, airplane parts, these airplane parts, and they would test and see which ones were within the specifications of the blueprints. These blueprints were in the engineering department. We have to pull them and say, okay, is this right? Is this wrong? Oh, does this match this? Okay, testing this. Oh, the hardness on these rivets, for example, is not the way it should be. These are actually too soft. They're out of tolerance. Now, tolerance could also be size, whether it's too big or too small. Why would tolerance be so important? The reason why is because it's too small, it's going to be too weak, and under stress, it will break. If it's too big, it's not going to fit, and it's not going to be able to work the job it's supposed to. We're looking at plus or minus thousandths of an inch. Thousandths. Yes, THS, thousandths. Okay? With these thousandths of an inch, they can make all the difference in the world for having a perfect fit. How often do we have little things that just irritate us that don't seem like much of the time, but when it comes down to it, they build up and build up until where we just can't take it anymore? That is tolerance. That is, to me, the bane of existence. The bane of existence? Yes, the bane of existence, because we allow it to build so much until we have to let off some steam and we have to get upset and we have a problem. And that problem can oftentimes ruin relationships, can oftentimes hurt people's feelings. It can crush the tender heart of someone that we didn't mean to crush their heart. And what I have worked to do instead is to change my belief, my world, my philosophy, my paradigm, to take it away from tolerance and move as much as I possibly can into acceptance. You may ask, well, what is acceptance? Acceptance is allowing what is to be. It is allowing the dog to be the dog. It is allowing the cat to be a cat, the person to be the person, the man to be a man, woman to be a woman. I have a person who wants to be named Joe, and that person was born a female. So what? It doesn't matter that Bruce Jenner now wants to be called Caitlyn. Who cares? That is that person's choice. It is not for me to tell them who they are, who they can love, who they can be with, and what they should or should not believe in. It is not for me to tell them that their political views are right, wrong, or indifferent. It is for me to accept them and allow them to be who they are, to be what they are. That is where acceptance comes in. That is where loving people, after loving yourself, of course, becomes so much easier, because now you have no agenda. You have nothing else that you're putting them in. There's no box that you are trying to fit them into. You are simply allowing them to take the shape that they do, and you allow them to be there. You do not try and change them. You do not attempt to make them better, because they are perfect the way they are. They are perfectly themselves. In the past, I would say, I don't trust people. It's not that I don't trust people, I just don't trust people. That's what I would say. And now I say, I trust everyone. I trust everyone to be themselves, and that's it. What? Yes, I trust them to be themselves. That means that if somebody is going to be something different, they will show me and I will accept them for who they are and that that is who they are. I don't make a judgment. I simply allow them to tell me how they are. Now, I also, of course, use my good judgment. I also use my intelligence. I use my wisdom. I use the experiences I've accumulated over time. Since I do work with these different, shall we say, questionable individuals at times. I work with the martial arts. I work with security. I work with the police officers. And we understand we're going to be dealing with these people that are not necessarily having our best interests at heart. That may be the case. And if you choose to accept them, then you also understand that they may have violent intentions towards you. That does not mean that you hate them. That does not mean that you are angry with them. It means that you allow them to be who they are and you respond appropriately to deal with the situation. That, my friends, to me, that is what acceptance is all about. It's not about judging them by their skin color, their creed, their race, their religion, their sexual orientation, their gender, whatever. It is not about any of those instead. It is about allowing them to be who they are. It's allowing them to understand that you are not going to judge them based on what they look like, what they may be dressed like, who they are claiming to be or not to be. You are allowing them to be who and what they are. And this goes right back to talking about the things that I've mentioned with Mahatma Gandhi. And the Dalai Lama, he also mentions very similar things. But Mahatma Gandhi quotes so well, we must become the change we want to see in the world. We must be that change. Nobody else can be expected to, unless we choose to be it first. My friends, this show is now almost over. Have a wonderful week, and I will catch you next time.